What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
To be a masterpiece and to be a work in progress at the same time. And to the art of falling in love with yourself.
I realize that sometimes the only one that can put the pieces back together is yourself.
With love, laughter.
Hey besties, welcome to I Missed Me. My name is Mafian Sudes. I am your host and I am so happy and so grateful that you're here. If you're not new to I Missed Me, bestie, welcome back. I have a couple of things to tell you before we start today's episode. I know that there wasn't an episode last week and I love that you guys call me out. I see a lot of comments on multiple of my posts like, where are the new episodes? Why wasn't there an episode last week? And you guys DM me so much and I love you guys for that. I really, really do, because it means that you're, you know, coming back for more and coming back every single week. But I don't know if you're going to be able to tell by my voice, but I have been so sick this past week. And I am not the type of person to get sick very often, but I feel like I've been getting so sick in the past 6 months, like so often. And I know that the only reason why I get sick is when I'm overworked or stressed or overwhelmed. And I have been the three of those lately. Last week, I felt so overworked and so overwhelmed that I was just like, okay, I'm gonna just take a week off. And at the same time, I always read your comments, always read your messages, always read whatever you leave under the, if you listen on Spotify, there's a little box where you can like comment, and I always read your comments. And the most common comment that I always read is that the audio is bad. I honestly don't know how that happened, because I've changed microphones like 3 times because I'm super picky with that. And it still wasn't right. Like, I hear you, besties. I understand. I agree. Like, the ads are way louder than the audio, and I just did not understand what was going on. So last week, I fixed most of the episode's audio, and the episodes that I couldn't fix is because I could not download the episodes for some reason. So keep letting me know what your recommendations are. If there's any episode that I can still fix the audio for, please let me know. Send it to me, DM me. I read everything when it comes to feedback, and I will keep trying my best to make the audio the best I can, the best as it can sound, because trust me, like, I acknowledge it, I agree, and I know. With that being said, I also want to thank you, besties, because some of you also follow me on my main account on TikTok, and that's been growing because I've been posting a lot of content that also relates to the podcast. And it leads me to what we're going to talk about today and today's topic, because I posted a few days ago an episode talking about closure, and obviously, like, TikTok videos will always be shorter than actual podcast episodes, and you guys really liked it and you guys had a lot of comments on it, and I got a lot of questions via DM talking and asking about closure. So that is what we're going to talk about today, besties. Welcome to today's episode. Closure is not needed in order to move on. Honestly, and especially as soon as my first relationship ended, I had a very hard time coming to terms with the fact that I didn't need closure to move on, because I've always been the type of person that craves or needs an apology or needs an explanation or needs to understand why someone did what they did, or how someone can tell you they love you so much one day and then completely switch up the next and be like, I can't be in your life anymore the next. Like, it's not possible for me to understand, because it's not something that would ever cross my mind to do. And that is the first most important point that I want to talk about today. One of the main reasons why we seek or feel like we need closure is because we feel the need to understand the why behind someone's behavior. Why did you tell me that you love me when you really don't? Or why are you leaving me if you told me that we were going to be together forever? Why? Why are you breaking up with me? Why didn't you invite me to go out when it comes to friendships? Why did you stab me in the back? Why did you talk bad about me? Why? Like, we feel the need to understand the why behind situations. But the truth is, besties, that you can never and will never be able to force someone to explain something that they did. And honestly, neither should you want to. Because even if they explained, and even if they do have a reason behind what they did, they still did it. And the pain is still there. Like, they still caused pain, regardless if they have an explanation or not. So an explanation will never change the way that you felt. So there really is no need for explanation. But again, I understand not being able to understand. And I would waste so much time trying to understand. But then again, me trying to understand and wasting so much time and so much energy, and this goes for you too, only hurt me and will only hurt you. Like, wasting your time and wasting your energy, which I've always said are the two most important things that you have, wasting those on trying to understand is only hurting you, because you're only wasting your time and your energy. Now, besties, I am about to give you a piece of closure, and this is truly the only piece of closure that you need when you're not able to understand why someone did what they did. The only thing that you have to come to terms with, and the only thing that will truly give you closure, is that the fact that you can't understand why someone did what they did is a blessing, and it is a really, really good thing to not be able to understand, because it means that you're just not capable of doing such thing. It would have never crossed your mind to do it, and you would have never hurt someone that bad intentionally, at least, because we all make mistakes. We all hurt people even when we don't mean to. Like, we're human beings, we will make mistakes, but it would have never crossed your mind to hurt someone intentionally in that way, and that is why you can't understand. You are not capable of causing that much pain. You're not capable of leaving. You're not capable of, you know, just switching up on someone. You're not capable of ghosting someone. You're not capable of talking shit about your best friends, or you're not capable of leaving your best friends to the side and make them feel rejected. You're not capable of breaking someone's heart. You're just not capable of hurting someone the way that they hurt you. And that is why you can't understand it. Which means that instead of blaming someone for being a quote unquote bad person, because I genuinely don't think that there are bad people out there. I just think that there are very unconscious people, but that's a whole nother topic itself. But again, instead of blaming someone for being a quote unquote bad person, start giving props to yourself and start feeling grateful for the type of person that you are, because you would never be able to hurt someone to that extent. Every single time that you catch yourself craving an explanation from someone, because you're not going to get it, because if they would have wanted to explain, they would have already, come back to yourself and feel grateful for the type of person that you are, for the amount of grace, for the amount of love, for the amount of appreciation that you have as a human being for others. And then you're going to completely change your frequency from a frequency of lack, where you didn't have an explanation, so you felt like you couldn't heal, so you felt like you couldn't move on, so you felt like you couldn't live without an explanation, which all of those are lack, because you were lacking an explanation, you were lacking love, you were lacking appreciation, validation, attention, whatever you were lacking. Now you switch it into a gratitude frequency, which I've always said is the only frequency where you're going to receive more and where you're going to receive abundance. Because if you think about it, when you receive, you're grateful. So in order to start receiving, you have to start feeling grateful before. then again, once you're appreciating yourself and once you're appreciating the type of person that you are and feeling grateful for the type of person that you are, you're completely switching your frequency. And now, and I promise you, besties, it works like magic. You're not even one-on-one closer anymore. You're not going to want an explanation. You're not going to want to understand, because now you're just appreciating yourself and being like, okay, it's their loss, because I acknowledge the type of person that I am. I would have never been able to hurt them in this way, and they did. So it's their loss. I really have absolutely nothing to lose. And that is the first piece of closure that I want you guys to start giving yourself, is understanding that the only reason why you can't understand is because you would have never been capable of doing it. Now, for the second piece of closure that I want to give you guys today, I am going to tell you guys a story that I told you guys on TikTok and you really liked it, so I'm just going to repeat it on here as well. Imagine that you get bit by a snake. Like, you're in a forest, you get bit by a snake, and instead of running away and focusing on healing, because obviously you have venom and obviously it can be dangerous and obviously you're bleeding because you just got bit, you start chasing the snake. Like, you literally start running behind the snake for it to be able to explain why it did what it did. Like, why do you just bit me? Imagine chasing a snake just to ask why it bit you, instead of focusing on healing, instead of focusing on the fact that you're bleeding, instead of focusing on the venom that, again, it can possibly be very dangerous. Besties, when I first started podcasting, an online store was the furthest thing from my mind. Now I'm selling hoodies with positive messages on the back, and it is so easy, all just because of Shopify. Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business, from the launch your online store stage to the first real life store stage, and all the way to the did we just hit a million order stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whenever you're selling. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Besties, I truly cannot recommend Shopify enough. You guys know that I have a business and it is hosted on Shopify. So besties, sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/mafiansudis, all lowercase, that shopify.com/mafiansudis now, to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Again, besties, shopify.com/mafiansudis. Thank you so much, Shopify, for sponsoring today's episode. Besties, this is for everyone that's looking to learn a new language. Whether you have an upcoming international trip or want to connect with friends and family or a new culture, Rosetta Stone is for you. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program available on desktop or as an app, and it truly immerses you in the language that you want to learn. Rosetta Stone has been the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages to offer, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, and so many more, and it immerses you in many, many ways. It has no English translations, which means that you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. And I also love that it has speech recognition. It has a built-in true accent feature, which gives you feedback on your pronunciation. It's literally like having a personal trainer for your accent. Besties, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. And for a very limited time, I Missed Me's listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. Again, besties, that's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. I love you, besties, and I can't wait for you guys to start learning a new language. Hormone Harmony is not just a supplement for women going through menopause, but it has become a phenomenon, and women literally cannot stop talking about it on social media to the point where a bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicating to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make absolutely no compromise when it comes to quality, and it contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. And the cool thing about adaptogens is that they help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout the woman's life. Besties, Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause, but any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it. There is no better feeling and benefit than feeling like yourself again, and that is what Hormone Harmony is for. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at Happy Mammoth just using your code MAFIANSURES at checkout. Besties, that's happymammoth.com, using the code MAFIANSURES at checkout for 15% off today. Thank you so much, Happy Mammoth, for sponsoring today's episode. It makes absolutely no sense, and like, anyone in their right minds will let the snake go. Like, I literally don't want you near me. If you already hurt me, you can't hurt me again. The last thing that I want is to be close to you. And now I'm just going to focus on healing. And now I'm going to go to a hospital. I'm going to get this treated. And I'm going to focus again on healing. The last thing that I want is this snake around me. Now, if you really think about it, the same thing happens when you're looking for closure. Like, imagine someone hurts you. And instead of focusing on healing and instead of focusing on finding the people that are actually meant to be in your life and being patient and waiting and working on yourself, running behind them and begging them to give you an explanation. Like, it makes absolutely no sense if you think about it in that way. Or someone stabbing you with a knife, and instead of covering the wound and instead of trying to make it stop bleeding, you run behind them to ask you, why did you just stab me? Like, it makes absolutely no sense. And that is exactly what we're doing when we're seeking and when we're begging for an explanation and for closure. I remember when I ended my first relationship, which every single time I can talk about it more openly because I laugh about it now, but I remember that this relationship lasted around like 7 months. And I know it's not a very long time, but the reason why it hurt so much is because it awakened a lot of traumas and a lot of things that I had to work through. And it was a combination of a lot of emotions. And I was going through a very hard period of emotional time in my life. And at the same time, we broke up. So it was just a combination of everything. So I know it wasn't in a very long time, but we used to see each other every single day, which is not good at all. But we used to see each other every single day. And so it felt like we were together for literally like 2 years, but whatever. And it was my first relationship. So those are always going to hurt more. But I remember that the relationship lasted like around 7 months, and then we broke up. And then for 2 months, besties, I was borderline begging this man to give me an explanation as to what was happening. Like, you told me all of these promises, and you told me that we were going to be together forever. You told me we were going to get married. You told me I was your person. Like, what is going on? And this went on for a good 2 months, besties. And I'm not the proudest to tell you, but I know that this has been or are a lot of you in this moment. So just being a little vulnerable to you guys, for you guys to know that I've been there, I've begged, I've chased, I've cried, and it really did not take me anywhere. And now that I look back at it, every single night that I used to call him to have the exact same conversation, for him to be able to tell me again and again and again every single night that he didn't want me, and me coming out with more questions or more excuses or more explanations, I was giving him more power every single time. Honestly, I could look back at it and feel stupid and regret everything that I said, but I don't, because I learned a lot, and I would never in a million years do that now. But it gives me so much information for this episode, because I know that a lot of you guys are going to be able to relate, that it wasn't closure or it wasn't an explanation of what I was truly seeking. I was just seeking another opportunity to get back together. Like, that is all that I was looking when I said that I was looking for a quote unquote closure. It was not closure. It was not an explanation, because we can move on without those two things. Like, we, in order to move on, and I've said it multiple times, so this is not what I'm going to talk about in today's episode, the only thing that we truly need to move on is acceptance. And it is very easy to say, but it is very, very hard to like actually come to terms with. But subconsciously, the only thing that we actually want when it comes to closure is another conversation so that we can possibly get back together. Because if you explain to me what went wrong, maybe I can fix things about myself so that the relationship actually works. Maybe you can hear me out one more time so that maybe this time you change up your mind and you listen to me with a more open mind, and maybe this time it works out. And I remember I used to call him, if not every single night, every 2 nights, until then I went through my whole process. And I think that I've told you guys this story, but if not, I would love to make an episode on my breakup story. I know that I always say that, but part of me is terrified that people that know me listen to the podcast, and I don't know. But that episode will come, I promise. But after the 2 months of me begging and of me trying, the girl finally gave up, and I healed and I grew and I learned, and it's been 3 years now. But I look back at it and I'm like, it wasn't closure what I was looking for. It was just me changing up my words every single time for us to be able to get back together. Like, that is all I wanted. And that is a question to close off today's episode that I want you guys to ask yourself. Like, are you actually looking for closure to be able to understand and move on? Or are you looking for closure to be able to understand, change things about yourself, and be able to get back together? Because if that's the case, bestie, then you really don't need closure. What you really need is to work on the relationship that you have with yourself to understand that you are worthy enough just by existing, and that there is someone out there that will love you just for who you are. Like, you're not gonna have to change anything about yourself to be loved and to feel loved. Obviously, there's a lot of things that I've worked on after that relationship. Obviously, there's traumas that we know we have to work through. There's things that nobody's perfect. There's things that we know we have to work on. But I truly believe that the right person is going to be patient enough to work through those things with you and not just leave when things get hard. And that's, looking back at how my first relationship ended, I feel like I was in a very vulnerable place where I needed the people that I loved the most. And that is when he decided to remove himself from my life, which, honestly, looking back at it now, again, gives me all of the information that I needed. But at the time, I just wasn't able to see it. And I wish that I had someone or this episode with me back then to tell me, you do not need closure, or you do not need an explanation to move on. All you need is acceptance. And you're not looking for closure because you actually want closure. You're looking for closure because you want to get back together. And the right person is not going to leave absolutely any space for doubt. Besties, going back to my snake story, the only thing that you're doing by feeling like you need closure to move on is chasing the snake that bit you. It's literally running behind the person that hurt you. And the worst part about it is that they're running too. Like, you're literally running behind the person who hurt you, and they are running away from you. Because if they weren't, they would give you the explanations, they would give you closure, or even better, they wouldn't even leave. The only immediate closure and explanation that you need is that they left you. That is all you need. You don't need to understand. You don't need to call. You don't need to send a big paragraph. You don't need an explanation. You don't need 1,000 conversations. All you need to come to terms with is the fact that they left. And that does not determine your worth. It is just the fact that they are not the person for you. That's literally it, besties. Like, that's all it is. The only reason why you can't understand is because you wouldn't have been able or are not capable of doing such damage. And the only thing that you're doing while seeking closure is running behind the person who hurt you. Besties, like always, I love you so much. Thank you so much for coming back every single week and listening. I want to ask you guys a little favor. If this is your first episode, you don't have to do this yet. Go listen to I Missed Me. Go listen to more of I Missed Me. Go follow us on social media. If you like and if you relate to the podcast, please rate it. And if you are not new to I Missed Me, besties, and if you haven't rated the podcast already, please do. It means the world. It really does help the podcast a lot. I see you guys rating it because I think we recently hit 2,000 stars on Spotify, which means the world to me. And in case you don't know, if you rate the podcast and you send me a screenshot via DM of you rating the podcast, you will receive a free downloadable PDF. It's the 21-day guide challenge to build healthy habits. I think that's what it's called. But all you have to do is rate the podcast, take a screenshot of the rating, and send it to me via DM, and I will send you guys the link to download the PDF. Again, I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to follow I Miss Me Podcast on social media. I Miss Me Podcast everywhere, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. Don't forget to follow me on social media at Mafia Ansuris everywhere, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, again, literally everywhere. And don't forget that I have a clothing brand, $25 hoodies, besties. You're not gonna find $25 hoodies anywhere. They're great quality. They're literally, I always wear them all the time. NoNameProject.co to get your hoodie. I ship them pretty fast, so you should be receiving your hoodie like 2 or 3 days after placing your order. And yeah, besties, I will see you guys on Thursday with our guest episode. With love, Mafe.
Why pay more for a separate CoQ10 supplement? Enjoy twice the benefits with Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced, from the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended beat brand for heart health support. The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced by Human is now infused with CoQ10. That's essentially like getting CoQ10 for free. Our powerful blend of beetroot, grapeseed extract, and CoQ10 ingredients support nitric oxide production, healthy blood pressure, healthy CoQ10 levels, and heart-healthy energy with two tasty chews a day. Plus, Superbeats Heart Chews Advance are plant-based, so you get heart-healthy energy without stimulants. For a limited time, get a free 30-day supply of Superbeats Heart Chews on all bundles and 15% off your first order by going to radiobeats.com and using promo code DEAL. That's radiobeats.com, code DEAL.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.